Well, the whole point of spirituality having a great deal to do with everyday living experience for people, that is not something that's detached and abstracted, but it actually enters into the fabric of human living and can make a difference in terms of what it offers to the well-being of people and indeed making a better world. The whole ecology area, for example, somebody's done a dissertation on spirituality and ecology and showing what the resources of spirituality have to offer to that whole concern we have now for our environment and that. So it's the whole idea, really, that spirituality is very practical and that it's not something detached and abstracted and vague and removed from this life and this world, which I think maybe in the past a kind of a spirituality existed that seems to take people out of their bodies, out of the world, away from practical everyday living concerns. And the notion of applied spirituality really is kind of, if you like, countering that and saying it's something that's very practical, very concrete and very much for everyday living.
Now, you have a good number of students and a great interest when this course was launched. What kind of people take up the offer to do an MA in Applied Spirituality?
They come from different backgrounds. Some people come for maybe personal development reasons. Some become because issues have arisen in their workplace and they have discovered that maybe the training they had wasn't sufficient to deal with what's coming up for them. I'm thinking there are people like counsellors, for example, who find that the traditional kind of counselling training they got may not have equipped them to deal with the kind of issues that are arising with some of their clients. Personal development, it can be that a person really wants to be a better listener, maybe with their partner, with their family, more attentive maybe to themselves, issues like that for themselves. So it can be professional reasons or personal reasons. And then it's also because it provides a space for people who are, you know, who believe in spirituality and believe in the meaning, in that life has a deep and ultimate meaning, but have found that the traditional church is no longer the place where they can comfortably make that kind of journey and get sufficient sustenance. So they find the spirituality is a place and a space where this can happen more easily and more satisfactorily for them. So I think we're drawing a lot of people who are in transition in society today from a traditional received Christianity, which now has been discovered by them maybe not to be sufficiently satisfying, and yet at the same time they do experience themselves a call to ultimate meaning and value in life, and spirituality seems to be the vehicle and the place and space where perhaps this kind of journey can be made for them. We take anybody, provided we believe that they would be comfortable in the program, really want to do it, and meet the academic criteria too for entry, obviously, to a university.
What would that criteria be? Because some people might be, feel they might be interested in something like this. Maybe they've retired and have a bit of time in their hands and maybe a little bit of money to pay the fees. What would be required there?
The standard entry requirements are an honours degree in terms of the academic entry requirement, and then also a comfort zone with spirituality. Let's say sometimes people might have academic requirements but may not really have a familiarity with the kind of subject they'd be studying. So you'd like to see that they have some orientation to the subject too before they come in. And at the admissions interviews, you know, for example, meet them sufficient time before the program, and we might recommend people to read some things or whatever it might be to get them more orientated towards the program. But yeah, I think this, where the state of our society we're at now, where recently a lot of people have retired and perhaps they have some resources, but they're in transition, having maybe worked in business, it could be, or teaching or nursing or the guards or whatever. And now they want maybe to look at their lives and also look at the future, a chance to look at the past and look on into the future as well. This program, I think, really is excellent for that kind of journey, for a person in that kind of place.
Yes, because they will have to do a thesis, and some of the topics that people have written on are indeed spirituality applied to very, very much everyday life.
Yes, everybody, part of the program involves doing a dissertation. The mini dissertation is a taught MA, but the dissertation carries a fair bit of weight in the overall. And so the topics then that people take obviously reflect the kind of interests and concerns and experiences maybe they've had or people close to them have had. So we've had a few, for example, we've had a few dissertations done in the area of suicide prevention, or people recovering from suicide bereavement, whatever, looking at what spirituality can offer to people in that kind of situation. I mean, for example, one woman discovered a note from her son when she found him hung. He had hung himself, but he had left a note saying that he didn't believe in God and he didn't believe in himself either. And her view was that his lack of belief in himself was connected to his loss of belief in God. And so she believes really that the loss of a spiritual connection in a person's life can make them, can dispose them to losing confidence in themselves, losing any seeing much value in life and going on living. And so she looked at how spirituality could actually be have to prevent suicide, and has been now dealing, working with groups ever since, communicating this to them and getting them to look at this and the important place that spirituality can have for society in terms of suicide prevention. Somebody else, for example, a work colleague who died impacted on him greatly, and he too now is working with suicide prevention groups and has been doing a dissertation in this area as well, looking at people who are working with people who suffer suicide, and trying to see in the way they work with people trying to recover from suicide and their families, what place do they see for spirituality in relation to and dealing with people in that situation, such as counsellors and so on, you know. And one of the things is that spirituality is a research discipline, and that people can show through research the value of spirituality for lived concerns. And that's another example of how spirituality is a very practical resource for a lived human experience.